At the moment, under the 1964 Scrap Metal Dealers Act, they literally have to ask for a name, an address, and make a note of their vehicle registration number and the time and date that they drop the materials in. But nobody has to prove anything at all. Whereas here, it's the complete opposite. We have photographic proof of identity. We also have proof of address the last 3 months. And then we take photos each time they bring their materials in of the person selling them, the materials they're selling as well. So it's, you know, it's fairly comprehensive. The industry could go a long way to helping itself. We have the power to shut the doors on scrap metal thieves. We have a choice whether or not we buy those materials. Some of us make the right choice and some of us don't. And there are so many different people are impacted. If we take BT cable as a starter, you can lose your phone line and your broadband. And then if we move to the energy networks, people are stealing copper cable from substations. People are being killed. There have been 6 deaths so far. And they're also putting small communities at the moment, hopefully it won't be a large community, at danger because they lose essential services. If they lose their BT phone line, they're losing their power. Network Rail, I'm sure we've all been on trains that are late and disrupted, and the figures from Network Rail are really frightening in terms of, you know, number of hours and number of days. It's quite extreme, big problems. Moving on to English Heritage, who are suffering horrendously with lead roofs being stolen. They're all covered with smart water, but people are still stealing them. It's a big problem, and churches are reaching a point where they're not insurable anymore. It's a kind of a 3 strikes and you're out policy, and they've reached the ends of their limitations. So, you know, congregations are being severely affected.